Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now Sting's sons get into the mix, embodying two different generations of the icon. Little retribution, little payback.
And a cross-size Stinger splash.
Stinger splashes all around, the coffin splashes up. No one quite like the icon can deliver one.
So Sting retired at AEW Revolution, capping off an incredible career in amazing fashion. By his side, his tag team partner, Darby Allin, and his two sons, Stephen and Garrett. Stephen decked out in NWO Wolfpack Sting colours, and my guest today took it even further back. The world saw him as Surfer Sting on Sunday. We know him and love him at Cultaholic as Garrett Borden. Garrett, how you doing?
I am doing good. This has been just the craziest weekend ever. Honored to be here. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. But yeah, it's been great.
Oh, congratulations on it all as well. The big question is, has the bleached blonde hair grown on you? Is this a keeper?
You know, it is. I knew beforehand. So I've always kind of thought about it. Just like, man, everyone says I look kind of like my dad. It would be cool just to see how close I could get one day in my life. But there was never an excuse, like never a good reason to until this weekend. And so I was kind of excited about it, but all my friends were going, are you going to like buzz it off after? Are you going to keep it? But I think after I did it, people said, hey, I think it actually looks kind of good. So at least that's what they're saying. But I don't know if they're trying to make me feel good or not, but I kind of like it. I got attached, so I'm going to leave it for a little while.
And I think, like you say, you looked the spitting image of your dad when you came out. It was to the point where we went, oh, wow, he's doing Surfer Sting. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's not. Oh, you caught us off. We've been watching it for bloody forever, and you caught us off guard as well.
Oh, man. Thank you. That actually means a lot. I mean, I take that as a huge compliment. It was funny, Kes, because people, they went really loud, and I'm going, they totally think this is Dad. Like, you know, and then all the comments are saying, like, oh, I thought it was Sting, like, blonde, bleached his hair blonde. So it was funny.
When did the conversation start about you and Steven getting involved in your dad's last match?
It started, I think, a while ago. I mean, it's always kind of been this what if we did that kind of a thing. But actual concrete, hey, I actually want to make this happen, that was about a year and a half ago, maybe a little bit less than that. I think my brother had reached out to my dad. And it could have been an earlier conversation than this, but one memory I do have is my dad called me and said, hey, I just got off the phone with Steven. He had this idea of, you know, what do you think about us three getting together? You play Surfer, Steven plays a version of Crow. That could be cool. And that's kind of when the idea started, but actual concrete, it was set in stone, was like early January-ish.
So it was Steven that pitched it to start with.
As far as I know, I could be wrong there, but I think my dad might have had the original idea, but Steven might have just re-brought it up to him, because I do remember a phone call where dad did say that, you know, hey, I talked to Steven, and gosh, what do you think about this? So yeah, I do remember I was extremely, my heart just sank when he said that, because instantly I'm going like, oh man, his retirement is like the biggest thing in the world. And how could I ever even come close to living up to that? He has the biggest shoes in the entire world. I don't want to make him look bad. And so I'm thinking all this stuff, but as the months rolled on, it became more and more clear. Like this has to happen. It's too cool to pass up on. So I'm happy I did it.
You really went through it to get into the role as well. I know you talked about it on your channel. I know you were cutting weight to the point where you were just completely laid up. You didn't have the energy to do anything, did you?
Yeah, no energy at all, which my wife probably suffered from the most, because I just wasn't able to be fully there, and she had to really take care of me the whole time. And I'm so incredibly thankful. Like, she would help me with everything and just make sure that I was taken care of. So she's the greatest wife in the world. But yeah, I just lacked a lot of energy. I worked with Jimmy House. Shout out to Jimmy House, just an amazing, amazing coach, and who developed this nutrition plan for me, workout plan. And he just said, when we first talked, and he just said, are you okay with 2-a-days? How do you feel about that? And I said, if it needs to be done, it needs to be done. So that's part of the reason why I was really, really tired. I didn't have any time to do anything. So it was work, workout, workout, and sleep, pretty much.
Because you had the working out, and you had, obviously, you were cutting weight at the same time as you were doing that. But also, there was a very physical element of what you did. You got in there and nailed a couple of stinger splashes. So how much time did you get in terms of in-ring training to get those spots right?
Probably like 17 minutes or so.
Really?
Yeah, we there's not rings around, you know, in a lot of places. And so we kind of knew we weren't going to be doing anything super crazy. So there wasn't really any need for us to just get months and months of preparation. But yeah, we had a practice ring there at the hotel, and we were able to get some reps in. And kind of a funny story, when I did my first few splashes, I wasn't as familiar. You start overthinking everything. And I jumped over the turnbuckle on accident when I did a stinger splash, flipped over the ring. And I was like, oh no. All of a sudden at that point, I'm like, I'm way more nervous now, because if I do this live, I'm going to freak out. My brother, he was also, you know, probably a little bit nervous, but he was telling me beforehand, just, oh no, I'm just going to full send it. And you saw the pictures. He got like 70 feet in the air. But I was definitely like, oh dude, I'm not going to jump over. But hopefully they turned out good. I wanted to do the stinger splash some honor there, but Steven nailed it for sure.
They both look great. They both look great. It was just a cool moment to see you doing that. Let's wind it back before those stinger splashes. You're backstage, you're kitted up, and you're ready to go. And worth pointing out as well, as you mentioned in your other video, the outfits that you had, they're legitimately your dad's outfits, aren't they?
Yeah. We dug them out of storage. My dad keeps a lot of stuff. So we kind of went through it, and the answer that we landed on, we were thinking American, and my brother Steven was really pushing for American as well. But I just thought, it's so iconic, and my dad agreed, like, you got to go with this one. I had another one that I was thinking about doing, but yeah, we got to go through it, and it was definitely surreal just going through, going, oh my gosh, I remember when this was on TV. I remember when this was on TV. And seeing all this stuff was just a wave of nostalgia. And it really is so, so cool.
Now, describe what you felt. You're backstage, you and Steven and your dad, you're kitted out, you're ready to go. And the music hits. What goes through your head at this point?
I was terrified, but equally as excited. So it was like a mixture of just every possible emotion. I was sad because I didn't want my dad's wrestling career to end. I was happy for him because he's wanted it. And yeah, it was just a wave of emotion. Once the person said, okay, you're good to go up there. And once I walked up, but the second I actually got it and I was in it, all the nerves went away and I was just in like game mode. I was so excited. It was so fun.
You've seen your dad doing his thing for so long, and so many wrestlers describe that addictive buzz that you get from being in there, and the crowd are going wild. Did you get that high, that wrestler's high, when you were in there?
Yeah, I think just like vicariously through my dad, because it was all for him, you know, and Darby for doing all the crazy stuff that he does. But even just to get a small sliver of that, it was very, very cool, and something that, you know, I just never, ever thought I would experience, even in such a small, being in such a small part of the match. So it was incredible.
How old were you when you realized that your dad was kind of a big deal in wrestling?
Oh, that is good. I would say probably third or fourth grade or so, once a lot of my friends and people at my school would just, once I realized what an autograph meant and why they were asking for it, because it was just always such a weird concept to me. I actually used to go up to my friends' dads and I would ask for their autograph, and they would just be like, why? And I just was like, this is what people do. They always come up to my dad with a piece of paper. So here you go. And that was a moment where I remember they're like, no, your dad, he signs it for a reason. I still didn't really get it, but yeah, it was probably around then. And then seeing, once I was able to remember an actual live match, going there and seeing people just cheer like crazy for him, I was like, wow, this is really, really cool. So
what were your ambitions growing up? Because you hear so many people who come from the families of wrestlers where it's almost written in the stars that they will definitely get into that game as well. What were some of your ambitions when you were growing up?
So I think people have always asked, like, why didn't you and Steven ever get into wrestling? What are you guys doing? He always just discouraged us from doing that in a good way, where he did kind of shield us from the wrestling world. When he was gone, he was staying. When he was home, he was just dad. So we didn't really know a lot about the wrestling world, because he just wanted to get involved with our lives. And so that was never an ambition of mine to just, I gotta be a pro wrestler. I did always want to be like my dad and the values that he stood for, because he just is so awesome outside of the ring. And so I didn't always know what that looked like. I still don't even know what that looks like, what I want to do with my life fully. You know, I've kind of developed a career in sales, just kind of working a normal job. And I think that's fine too. But obviously this weekend, it was very cool to get to experience the wrestling world for once. But I think just as safe general answer, my ambition was literally like, I want to be like my dad when I'm older. So,
but in your own special way, but bestowing his virtues as you go.
Yeah.
I love that. Definitely. I love that. You got into weightlifting as well. Obviously you lift, mm-hmm. bro. What was the inspiration behind you lifting weights?
Again, it was just my dad. I was like, just all the being super jacked, I thought that was always cool. And so I would beg my dad for a gym membership starting at a really young age, but he would just say, yeah, you're too young. But on my 12th birthday, he got me a gym membership. And ever since then, I really haven't stopped lifting weights. I mean, there've been certain times in my life where it's been less, but it's always been a passion of mine. I've always liked being strong, seeing how much I could lift. And sports helps kind of drill that in me for sure. All of my coaches throughout the years. And so it's almost like a habit that will never break. It's just always going to be a part of my life.
You bestow the virtues of your dad, and so much of what you do is inspired by your dad. And you would have followed his career as he got older. And we saw him get a brief run in WWE, which was unreal for us fans to see him in that environment. And obviously lots of conversation about how that went down. What did you guys at home make of Sting being part of WWE, your dad being part of WWE?
It was cool. I felt like us and a lot of people thought it was a long time coming. Like, wow, he's getting his chance. And I remember seeing, I think it was WWE, like the 2K15 video game, where he had that really cool commercial with the violins. And that was like, whoa. And then the WrestleMania experience, I got to be there, front row seat. And that was really, really cool. And then seeing him get it into the Hall of Fame as well. I was there for that. And so I got to experience some segments of that part of his career. Definitely not as much as I did with the AEW. I tried to really, really be involved with that because it was so interesting. I love, obviously my wife is there, and so I get to go a little bit more often, and seeing that part of his world has just been so cool.
And it's been described, and rightly so, as an Indian summer for your dad in AEW after a run in WWE that really didn't truly, with the exception of, as you say, the fabulous marketing of the video games and the match with Triple H at WrestleMania, it didn't truly celebrate the man that he was. And I believe that AEW have gone above and beyond in doing that. And as he retires with a perfect record in AEW, not many can say that they do that. And with you guys there as well. And I've loved watching the reaction online to you. In particular, when people have realized what you actually do online and the work you know, and your love for Destiny 2. How would you say how much, before we get into the Destiny 2 stuff, how much this past Sunday has changed your life and how you feel about the reaction from it? Were you surprised?
Yes, very surprised. A couple days ago, I check my YouTube channel every morning, see if I have any new comments. I try and respond or at least read everyone. I try and be very interactive. And we've had this awesome little community for a couple years. And then all of a sudden I just refreshed my YouTube page like 4 hours later. And I just had way more subscribers and I'm going, what is happening? What just happened? I didn't know. And seeing all of that come through and all the comments, like, where are these people coming from? And my brother had sent me a tweet from someone that had kind of made the connection. And I did post about it, but I didn't think that there would be this much of a response at all. But yeah, it has just been the outpouring. I'm overwhelmed with thankfulness from everybody that's decided to say, like, hey, I like Destiny 2 and I like wrestling. This is so perfect. I did not know there was this many wrestling fans that also play Destiny 2. So yes, it's been very overwhelming. I'm trying to read as many comments as I can, but everyone's just been so nice. So I'm incredibly thankful. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think every interview that you do from here on in, you're going to get a question like this. So I'm going to beat everyone to it, meet them at the pass. Okay. And we know for definite, you obviously, your dad swore you off the wrestling thing. It wasn't necessarily your bag other than inspired by your dad to be who you were. After what happened on Sunday and with the world watching you now, any more interest in getting into the wrestling world and following your dad's footsteps in that regard? Let's just ask the question.
Yeah, no, it's a fair question for sure. I would say the answer isn't nope, never, like it was before, but it also doesn't mean, oh yeah, I'm just pursuing this now and this is my future. That is not at all what is happening. I'm not in talks with any promotions or anything like that. It's just after experiencing such an amazing moment with my dad, I mean, that I feel like how can you ever top that almost? So that makes me kind of not want to do anything, but I can't say I haven't thought about it, but it's not at all something I'm actively pursuing right now. So I hope that's all right.
It absolutely is. Right, let's get to the good stuff. Bit Destiny 2, thoughts on the hullabaloo?
So great question. Don't have one yet, but I will be getting it. I'm trying to make a guide for Guardian Games right now. I got all the footage and everything, just got my hoverboard. So it's just been so crazy with everything that's happened the last couple of days. I'm like, what do I even do on YouTube? So I wanted to do Guardian Games. And then I was like, I'm going to do an update video, but we had all the prophecy weapons get redone. So I'm thinking I kind of want to do a video on that as well. But I had this raid guide series that I was doing where I was updating all of that, just going through, hey, here's how you do it in 2024, because a lot of the raids are 3 to 5 years old now. So, Yeah, Hullabaloo, I will have one today and maybe come out with a review for it. So.
Excellent. Because these games, they move on so quickly. So you would have, your head would have been in four or five different places. And all of a sudden, yeah, you're sort of going, okay, where do I pick it up from here? What do I need to do from here? What do I need to make here? Is there a particular series? I know you're talking about the Guardian series and updating it for the new year. Is there a particular series you've been doing that Destiny 2 fans are particularly bitten on?
I think the most successful things that I've done and what my channel is geared towards is just new players and returning players, because there's so much content that changes so often in Destiny that people leave for a month and they come back and patch notes came out and they missed four rounds of patch notes, and now your loadout that you had for a raid that you had is completely irrelevant, and you know that doesn't happen as often. But just kind of getting people grounded into the game, the new player series, here's how to play Destiny 2 in 2022. And those videos, people are like, ah, oh, like, thank you. Finally, someone just talks to me like I'm a 2-year-old, because that's how you have to start really, really simple with Destiny to understand the complex mechanics. And then it is fun to go into some of the more advanced and difficult stuff too. But I enjoy just helping people that are, they're too scared to ask the questions, or they don't want to run a raid because they feel like they're just going to sound stupid or they're going to get kicked from a clan or something like that. I want to help out those people. So we have a big Discord where we just help people. We do teaching raids, teaching dungeons. There's no stupid questions, and it's full of a whole bunch of really cool people.
What made you fall in love with Destiny 2?
I've always loved Bungie games. So all the Halos, I played all those growing up. And then once after Halo Reach came out, I played a ton of Halo Reach, and then they kind of announced the code name for the next project. I think the code name was Destiny. I could be wrong, but once I found out, oh, they're making a multiplayer game, kind of like an MMO style game called Destiny. It's going to be futuristic, kind of like Halo. I already loved Halo. And so I played the Destiny 1 alpha and instantly fell in love. And I remember once Destiny 1 came out, it wasn't all that people thought it was going to be. It was, you know, you'd make it to the end game, you did Vault of Glass, and then that was kind of it. The leveling wasn't as good with, you know, getting your light to 30, and then you couldn't even run the raid unless you were 26 or higher, or 27 or whatever. But I just loved the world and the environment, and everything that Bungie creates is just like a magic world to me, and I just want to find out everything about it. And so I played with my friends, and that's another part of Destiny, is a social aspect where you run these raids tons and tons of times, these dungeons and everything, and it's just always fun. You're always able to get something out of it and build these really cool friendships with people that, I mean, there are some of them I've never even met in person, you know. And once Destiny 2 came out, that was awesome too, and I think I've definitely played a lot more Destiny 2. But with everything that's come out with the game, I've loved it. It's kept my interest for 10 years now, which is just crazy.
And there's not many games that can do that, is there? Like you're in like elite air, with pun intended, with the likes of like Grand Theft Auto 5 is the other one that, you know, 10 years old, unbelievable, and people still play it, and Destiny 2 the same. And what's lovely is, and again, I don't think you realize just the power you currently have in your hand, Garrett, because you were a really important part of a really special match, an excellent pay-per-view event for AEW, possibly the best event they've ever done. You're going to inspire people to pick up and play Destiny 2, either once again or for the first time. And you, wow. Where's a good place to start? Would that be with your Discord? Is your Discord open for new friends?
Yeah, it's open to everybody. I have the link in every video, so everybody's welcome to join. We've had a whole bunch of new wrestling and Destiny fans. We created a wrestling channel, which is kind of cool. People are really enjoying it. But yeah, absolutely. They can check out. I have a pin to my channel, is the How to Make Your Way Back to Destiny in 2023, which is still relevant for today. I made it only like 8 or 9 months ago or something. There hasn't been too much change, but yeah, watch that. It's pretty helpful, and if you have any questions, just ask in the Discord.
Before we get into the final question about what's next for you, just to touch on your dad one more time, because I know when my dad retired, I worried, not because like he'd be sad, but because I don't know, my dad didn't have any hobbies. My dad didn't take up golf. I was like, what are you gonna do, dad? He said, I'm just gonna go to the bookmakers, put a bet on, buy a paper and sit in the pub. I was like, oh, okay, you, that's good. But like, what do you see your dad doing now that he's retired, now he's putting his feet up?
Yeah, I know that he will not stop whatever he does. He's going to be doing something. He hasn't told us specifically what he wants to do from now on, but I do know what I've told a few people, like, what is your dad going to do? Like, this is his whole life. When he's not wrestling, he is, I call him like a professional, like gardener, because what he's able to do at his house, he loves. He's like, oh, I got to get these trees. I got to plant this over here. He's like proud of the gravel that he puts on like his driveway. Like, oh, this is like the perfect color and everything. And so I made a joke with someone the other day that if he has like landscapers there, he is out there with them and he's like leading the charge. He's dirty by the end of the day. And he's always been like that. He just loves his tractor and all of that. So I know that a large part of his time is going to be spent doing that because ever since I've been a kid, he's like always has ideas of how he wants to change and upgrade and landscape. So I'll
You
take a big knock on that.
growing up with your dad will know what that looks like of your dad in the garden with the gloves on and cutting shrubs and down on the mower. All that's happening now, I guarantee you, Garrett, there are wrestling fans listening to this that are just imagining Sting on a tractor. That is all they're imagining.
Yeah.
They're imagining Sting with a ride-on lawnmower. That's all they're imagining now, and I think that's a pretty fabulous place to take
Oh
your
yeah.
imagination
It's great. He is good with the tractor too. I mean, if he just needs to let off some steam, he's like, I'm just gonna spend a few hours on the tractor and he'll just move some dirt around. It's great. And he'll show us all the stuff that he does. And I'm like, you did that? Oh my gosh, like you're a pro. So yeah.
What a guy. What's next for you then, Garrett? So the channel, I think you're still sort of figuring out what's next, but we're going to keep growing the Destiny 2 channel and all that good stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, so that's the plan for now. I thought about potentially expanding out a little bit. Destiny is in a little bit of a rough patch right now. Guardian Games has definitely helped. People love the hoverboard and all that, but next week people are going to be upset about something. So I do kind of hear them that sentiment. It's a little slow. So we'll maybe branch out into some other games. I love playing different games. I just don't ever include that on the channel. And then maybe even some fitness stuff as well. That's a huge passion of mine. So maybe throwing in some workout tips, because that's another thing I feel like people are just they don't even know what to ask or they're too afraid to ask. I want to be able to help anyone out that's interested. So we'll hopefully be able to do that as well.
And if people want to keep up with all of that, where's the best place they can find you, Garrett?
So yep, my YouTube channel, Kothas, it's just Kothas. And then I have my Instagram and all the social media stuff is usually in every video as well. So if you want to follow that, I put some workout stuff on my Instagram. Just starting to get on X now a little bit more. I never used it until I was trying to, kind of get some feedback from everything, and it's like that's been just wild seeing all the comments and stuff. So I might be a little bit more active there now.
He's on YouTube as Kothas Gaming. We saw him as Surfer Sting last weekend. We know him and love him as Garrett Borden. Garrett, thank you for joining us on Cultaholic today, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome. Great talking to you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.